Can I share a memorable anecdote about tracking down the washing machine used in the film? Absolutely, I can. So the washing machine in this film came from someone named Lee Maxwell. And Lee Maxwell is fantastic. He has a washing machine museum, a vintage washing machine museum in Fort Collins, Colorado. And it's amazing. It's an airplane hangar basically full of, I believe, 1,500 vintage washing machines. I reached out to him because I was in need of a vintage Ringer washing machine to film this short. And he was incredible and basically offered to keep an eye out for one because apparently, you know, when you Google vintage washing machines in Colorado, he's what comes up. And people frequently would, you know, their grandparents or parents would pass away and there'd be an old washing machine in the basement and they would often call him and say, what do I do with this thing? And so he said, you know, the next time a washing machine shows up that meets your requirements, I'll let you know. And he did. About 6 months later, he contacted me and he said, hey, I've got a washing machine down in Denver in someone's basement and it's got your name on it. So we were able to adopt this washing machine from a family that was moving it out of someone's house who had passed away. And the family was, of course, very excited that the washing machine was going to go on to be a movie star. And if you ever have a chance, you absolutely need to check out Lee Maxwell's Washing Machine Museum because it is fascinating, absolutely fascinating. It's fascinating. He's an engineer, and it is fascinating from an engineering perspective, but it's also fascinating from a social perspective, right? I'm a sociologist, and he really tailors this museum around the history of women's liberation and how that aligned, or in some cases did not align, with the advent of the washing machine and messaging around support or really dislike among the population for washing machines and what that would do to women's free time.